The following recording was taken at the Foundation's 5 conference at Quinta, June 2014. Monday evening, worship time.
Going to give a message in tongues. So be asking the Lord for an interpretation. Shinyotora mashotora mesitiamo. Sinkia rama tora mashotora masinyara. Tinara stomo tora stiamo. Shukuri me atora mashotora. Kindiara odogomar. Chukuruma shoturi. Kinya arama shoturim hinyara su. Chimokuro shokulo shume. Tiamokula alinuro strumiatu. Kurma shira kimotura. Simbora punukuro shuma. If you have the interpretation, then please come forward. This mic is on here. Be bold and let's hear from God together.
I believe that when we have tongues given in that way, then he who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God. And I believe that what we're receiving tonight is a gift of worship. I believe Father is starting us in the place of worship. And what's in my spirit goes something like this. Lord Jesus, you are the one in whom the fullness of the Spirit dwells. And you do not give the Spirit by measure. Lord Jesus, you are the Word made flesh. Lord Jesus, we exalt you. There may be many voices that we will hear over the next few days, but our heart's desire is that yours will be the voice we hear. Lord Jesus, you're truly beautiful. There is none like you. There is no one else that we would boast in but you. You, O Lord, have done all things well. You have perfectly spoken the word of the Father to us. You have perfectly fulfilled the life of the Spirit in us. You have begun a good work in each one of us that you will finish. Lord Jesus, we admire you. We praise your wonderful name. Lord Jesus, our desire is that you should be made manifest in our mortal flesh over these days. Grant that we may be, grant that all of us may be hidden behind the cross, that no matter who speaks, it would be you that we see, you that we hear. Lord, our nation here has been long suffering a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Many of us have been suffering that famine. We pray this week, O Lord, that you who give the word and the Spirit in full measure would hear us as we cry to you, and that you would show us great and unsearchable things that we have not known. Unsearchable because we can't have them by education, but only by revelation. And we bless you and praise you that we can trust that the revelation you will give us will be fully in line with the word that has been spoken, the word that has been set down, the canon that has been closed. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Set your plumb line among us this week and give us grace to be full of grace and truth. Give us the power by your mighty presence among us to be people of the Word and the Spirit. Grant that we may not divide you, Lord, because you are the Word and you are the Spirit of truth. Grant that we may not divide you. Be exalted, O Lord. Be exalted.
Interpretation that reminded me of what John wrote in his Gospel in chapter 12. Among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greek-speaking Jews. And they approached Philip, the one from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus. We would like to see Jesus." And Philip came and told Andrew. And then Andrew and Philip went and told Yeshua. And Yeshua gave them this answer: "The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Yes, indeed, I tell you that unless a grain of wheat that falls into the ground dies, it stays just a grain. But if it dies, it produces a big harvest. He who loves his life loses it. But he who hates his life in this world will keep it safe right on into eternal life. If someone is serving me, let him follow me. Wherever I am, my servant will be there too. My Father will honor anyone who serves me. And now I'm in turmoil. What can I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason that I've come to this hour. I will say this: Father, glorify your name." At this, a voice came out of heaven: "I have glorified it before, and I will glorify it again." And the crowd standing there and hearing it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel spoke to him." And Yeshua answered, "This voice didn't come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time for this world to be judged. Now the ruler of this world will be expelled. As for me, when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." And he said this to indicate what kind of death he would die. And Father, as we lift up the name of your dear Son, our Savior, we just pray that we may become real followers of you, that in us which is of ourselves may, like that grain of wheat, just die, that we may die to self and live to you. Amen.
Thank you. When we hear scripture like that, let's take it deeply into our hearts and ask the Spirit to illuminate it and to implant those seeds in our hearts that we may be transformed by the word. Are there any other words or pictures? Any other gifts? hopefully by the end of the week, it'll be like, okay, no more, no more. Any more?
I think it's Mark 6, when Jesus said, come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and rest a while.
Let's just pause and just take that in. In him is the rest we need. In him is everything we need. In him is our strength. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, with his feathers, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, or of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on it with your own eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord, my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him, and let him see my salvation. So, Lord, I pray that we will find time to, or make time to go away and rest in the shadow of your wings as we abide in your presence, our refuge, our rock, our fortress.
I want to give a little explanation about why I felt to march. And when you read about treading on the lion and the cobra, trample under feet, it's to do with army. It's to do with not army in the natural, but a spiritual army. It's to do with Ezekiel's dry bones arising, the whole house of Israel, like an army. And it's to do with the breath and the word. The word speak, it's what you see. It's the word speak, but it's also believing for the breath to come and for there to be a mighty revival, like Smith Wigglesworth was talking of, the last day revival. It's Jew and Gentile together with the heavenly host marching. It's to do with feet and taking the land. And when we were marching, it's for the next generation. Whereas I see a generation rising up. Many things that have been sung tonight have been confirming this to me. The young man, he's lent me his trainers. When we were marching, he was going, this song, glorious trainers. Johnny's beat. There's a beat, there's a heartbeat. Thank you, Father. There's a heartbeat, there's God's heartbeat that he wants us to get in line with. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by the Israeli army, but it's by his Spirit, saith the Lord. And it's the word of God in the mouth of his people, and the Spirit of God is the Ruah, so it's the word of God in our hearts. It's a coming together. There's a cry, there's a call for us to come together into God's plans and purposes. I believe this is an opportunity to rest and be quiet before the Lord, but to receive our commissioning and to receive our alignment into his plans and purposes for this day and this generation, and our part in encouraging the next generation to take their stand. So I bless the young man who was doing that with his trainers, and for giving me his trainers to show you. So thank you, Father, for that.
And wasn't that wonderful when we heard the sound? Did you hear the sound? It sounded like heaven. It sounded like heaven's army. I didn't want them to stop. It was wonderful. Let's just not rush on. Let's just take a minute just to absorb that word, because I believe it is from God. That word about this generation coming up is one that I keep hearing over and over again in different parts of the country. And it's a wonderful word, but along with that, it's not that we're handing the baton on. It's that we're extending our hands and saying, come join us. We're in this together. We're not finished yet. None of us are finished. We're in this together. That God never intended for the generations to be so fragmented. But he is rising up, he is raising up an army, a new generation that is going to come. But they don't know the word. They don't know the word. They don't understand the Bible. And we need to partake that. We need to take it and teach the younger generation the word of God and how to walk in the Spirit. They need us to. And maybe some people who are a bit older than the generation coming up now have rejected help from older generations. But this generation coming up now, in their late teens, they have not rejected the older generations. They want to be taught, and they have teachable spirits. And God is doing a new thing in them. I'd like to finish a little bit early, because it's been a long day for many of us. But to finish, I wonder if, Monica, can you read that scripture out for us? When Monica read out a scripture, I think it was last conference or the conference before, it was one of my highlights in the whole conference. Is that a yes? Yay. Thank you. Reading glasses.
For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
So, Lord, we thank you for this time together. We pray for protection upon each and every one of us and a good night's sleep. And I pray that there will be deep fellowship and accountability and sharing. And I pray, Lord, that this week we would see many, many answered prayers. Lord, we open up our hearts and we do not resist your Spirit. We say welcome. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
For more recordings from the Foundations 5 conference and any other conferences, please go to our website www.foundationsconferences.com. www.foundationsconferences.com.